Governor John Kasich will be on the stage tomorrow night in Milwaukee for the fourth Republican presidential debate. He narrowly qualified, while better-known names like Chris Christie and Mike Huckabee were bumped from the main event. Here for more on the debate and the Kasich campaign is Paul Beck, a longtime political scientist at Ohio State University. Good to have you back on the program, Paul.
Good to be on, Steve. Thank you.
Fewer candidates on stage for this debate. That presumably means more screen time for Governor Kasich.
I think that's very helpful to him. What he needs, of course, is visibility, and the debates give him an opportunity to earn that visibility. Having 8 rather than 10 or 11 or even more than that is important.
John Kasich has had an official presidential campaign for several months now. The latest average of national polls has him at 7th place. All of the people ahead of him have a lot more national name recognition. What can he do to break through to get more national visibility?
Well, I think it's tough, given a crowded field. And, of course, we're talking about something that is still months away from the first caucus in Iowa and the first primary in New Hampshire. His strategy, it seems, is to try to persevere until the point that voters are actually voting. Whether he can do that or not depends upon the kind of visibility he can get and whether he can continue raising money.
In the last debate, he went to great lengths to portray himself as the most moderate person on the stage. He called some of the ideas from other people ahead of him crazy. Is that a good strategy for him to try to paint himself as the only sane person in the room, if you will?
Well, I think that we have to think about the lanes or the niches that these various candidates are in. And he obviously is not on the niche of the extreme conservatives within the party. He is more in what one might call the establishment track. And that track has Bush in it. It has Chris Christie in it. It may have Marco Rubio in it. With Bush fading, at least up to this point, chances for Kasich get better. With Christie fading, at least up to this point, again, chances for Kasich to emerge get better. Now, Marco Rubio right now seems to be the person on the ascendancy in that track. And you know, we'll just have to wait and see how that develops over time. But you know, Kasich does indeed need to gain more visibility, but what he really needs to do is be able to hold on until Iowa and New Hampshire, and a good showing in either or both of those states could propel him even more, give him more visibility, more credibility as a possible contender for the nomination.
You are confident that he makes it to New Hampshire in February, even if he doesn't get that increased visibility, he still stays in the race?
Well, I'm not confident. I think that it depends in part upon what happens with his fundraising. You could see a month or so ago that when he spent money in the New Hampshire markets, he got a bump in New Hampshire, rose a little bit in the polls there. That has helped him rise a little bit in the polls nationally, but that fell off. And New Hampshire appears to have fallen off a bit. And so it really, I think, links his campaign there to his ability to gain in stature by spending money on advertising, also by being in the state. New Hampshire is a classic retail politics state where people have to go town to town, meeting to town meeting, and try to impress voters there. Whether he'll be able to last until then, I think is the major question.
John Kasich has qualified for the fourth Republican presidential debate tomorrow night in Milwaukee. And as we've said, after that, it's really hard to tell what will happen. Paul Beck is a longtime political scientist at Ohio State. Thanks again, Paul.
Thank you, Steve. Take care now.